Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is now time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we are joined live by Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Matt Schoenhelm. A U.S. appeals court has ruled that a law that could lead to a ban of TikTok is constitutional. Now, the law, which would go into effect next month, it does require Chinese-based parent company ByteDance to sell the app. Now, Matt, ByteDance had argued that the law violated the First Amendment. Can you explain today's ruling and what this means?
Yeah, so ByteDance and TikTok had made a First Amendment argument to the D.C. Circuit that said that this is unprecedented for the U.S. government to single out one application for this sort of effective ban. And they said that this violates principles of free speech fundamentally because the government hadn't considered less disruptive alternatives, and that jumping to an effective ban goes way too far in disrupting both the speech rights of the company and the millions of users who use it. And so they presented this argument to the D.C. Circuit, and what we learned this morning is that failed, and the D.C. Circuit came out with a very strong opinion in favor of the United States and in favor of this law. And so TikTok is in substantial trouble.
Well, my question here is, and I don't think it's really off topic, is just a couple of days ago, the U.S. government was warning us U.S. citizens to start using encrypted chat between Apple and also Android phones because of what the Chinese government is doing, being able to hack into our cell phones. And now are we also looking at an issue here with China owning ByteDance, and maybe they have some nefarious reasons for what they're doing with TikTok and making their way here into America?
And you really put your finger on it there, because that is very close to the rationale that the U.S. government used to defend this law. And the three-judge panel that ruled this morning said, look, these sorts of national security matters are really for the federal government to address. And we three judges aren't going to second guess the federal government's determination that China is a substantial national security risk. And the government was really driven here by concerns, one, that TikTok would be a propaganda machine for China, but also, as you allude to, with concerns about access to all this data about hundreds of millions of Americans using this this platform and all of that data flowing back to China. And the court basically said, you know what, First Amendment is one thing, but it's outweighed by the national security concerns in some cases, and this is one of them.
Now, it seems kind of odd that President Trump, just several years ago when he was the president, that he was in favor of the ban, but now he's kind of changing his mind. What's going on with his reasoning, and could he be getting involved?
Yeah, it's really a fascinating story. President Trump was the first one really to introduce the idea of a TikTok ban, and he actually imposed one, but then ran into trouble in court. The difference was he didn't do it through Congress. Here, this time, Congress passed it on an overwhelming bipartisan basis. But you're exactly right. More recently, President Trump has come out and said, you know what, I don't support a ban anymore. And he said that because he didn't want to help Meta, which is obviously a leading competitor to TikTok. And so his view has certainly softened on it. And I think one thing you're going to see, if TikTok can't get this overturned in the U.S. Supreme Court, which I think will be its next step, it's going to look to Trump with the hope that maybe President Trump will decide not to enforce this law.
It seems kind of strange here. Now, one thing I'm really curious about is I'm not a TikTok user. I don't even know how it blew up as quickly as it did. I remember the days of Vine. I still use Instagram. What is it that TikTok does differently to where Americans feel the need that they have to have TikTok? And what does that do for the content creators?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. I mean, I think there is something that TikTok has with this algorithm that is extremely effective in keeping people on the app. And that's really a central legal issue as well, because China is refusing to approve any sort of divestiture of that secret sauce of the algorithm. And so that's going to be one of the problems that I think President Trump's going to have going forward if he looks to endorse some sort of divestiture and say, okay, TikTok, you can continue to operate. The problem is that China isn't willing to approve any sort of sale of that algorithm, which seems to be so important to making TikTok work. It's so important to these content creators. So if TikTok is effectively banned, the content creators are simply going to have to go elsewhere.
And then looks like that's possibly going to start happening here next month. Well, thank you very much. That was Bloomberg Intelligence Analyst Matt Schoenhelm. He was telling us about how TikTok might be being banned starting next month, even before Trump gets into office.